You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 80. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening to you.
Good morning to me. It's 20 after is 12. It? Yes.
Oh, of course it is. Yes. Wow, you're still awake. Oh, I'd be snoring by now.
I was yawning for about 2 hours beforehand, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it, and now I'm awake.
Well, that's good, because, you know, BlizzCon prep, yes. You're getting psyched.
Yep, I'm ready.
Anyway, this is, we've come to talk. Hey, Tiber's here. Hey, guys.
Hey,
welcome, chat room. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. We've got this little thing that's happening. So we thought we'd throw out a show and it's only a little, it really is just a little thing that's happening soon. You know, no big deal. Nothing. It's just, you know, we thought we'd better mention it.
Throughout my whole life, I've always heard that.
Jeez. Really? Man. Nice. Okay. So. This, not this coming week, the following week.
Yes.
So, it's this thing. We're going to be in the same place, the same time.
9 days, hour, and 44 minutes, I will be leaving the house.
So, which makes that 8 days something for me, then must be.
Yep.
So our BlizzCon trip is just about upon us, which is very exciting. I can't wait. So, we thought we would have a little BlizzCon episode, and because we're not going to have time next week, because I said to Stone, next week I am packing. I have to make sure all the suitcases are all good, that I've got all the Tim Tams that I can fit in my case, all those bits and pieces. So let's talk about BlizzCon as a whole, the whole trip.
Okay.
So we're both flying in on Monday the 29th of October.
Yes.
Which that will be fun, because I fly in at 6 a.m.
Your flying is weird. No. I want you to tell us when you leave, and then tell us when you land.
Right. Okay, so I will be leaving. The plane leaves at 10:20 a.m. on Monday the 29th of October, and I get into LAX at 6 a.m. on the 29th of October. Yeah.
So you arrive for 4 hours before you left.
Time travel. Yay. It's called time travel. I'm like another Doctor Who. Or maybe I'm the TARDIS. Maybe that's what it is.
You're bigger on the inside than you look on the outside? Wow.
Maybe? I don't know. Anyway.
I would think if you told that to a home, and they would be really insulted, you know. It'd be like, no, you do, you, that's just a no-no.
Maybe, I don't know. Jeez. So that will be very exciting. That will be interesting. So anyway, you've got a, what are we calling, a helper, companion. What are we calling Carrie?
My wife?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, is she going to be like your better half? Your, like, I don't know. I wasn't going to just say, you know, Carrie's coming as well, which is great. Your wife's coming as well. But so you guys fly in what time?
10:30 a.m.
10:30.
Yeah.
So I'll be by myself for
in the hotel for 4 hours, and we still
can't
even.
No, I'm gonna go wandering.
Oh, great. When you land, it'll take you about an hour or so to get from LAX down. So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they won't have a room there until maybe 2 o'clock. They're not supposed to have things good to go until 4, but generally they're pretty good. So
yeah.
You know, there are some other people that could keep you company while you sit and wait for me to arrive. There, I'm sure there's going to be lots of folks there.
I'm sure there's lots of people. Yes.
Lots of friendly people.
It's okay. I will find a coffee shop. That is the first thing that I will do when I get there.
Well, you better
find a coffee shop.
Keep an eye on your suitcases, because I think there's going to be a lot of people that want to taste your Tim Tams.
The Tim Tams will be locked up, so they'll have to wait. But yes. So anyway, that'll be exciting. And Monday, once you get in, we've got the rooms, get into the room. Hopefully I don't pass out. I'm sure I'm going to be tired. I'm really hoping that I can sleep on the plane. Hang on. Let me check my app. I've got everything.
It's a long trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's yours? How long's your trip?
It's a 45 minute flight, and then we're taking another six hour flight. So it's not very long. So we're taking two flights. Because there's nothing directly from Toronto to where we want to go, because we don't fly into LAX. We fly to SNA. It's a little bit more expensive. However, the airport is smaller, so if you ever don't like the big crowds and stuff, try to find a flight in there. And even when leaving, it's so small that you're just in and out like really quick.
Okay. That's not too bad. So, so mine's like 13-hour flight or something. So I've got audiobook. So these are the things I've prepared for the trip. I've got audiobook. I've got ebooks.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of my favorite here on my little flash drive. You can see that. So my little flashy drive that I've got that'll fit into the phone and the 256 gig. Did I tell you that? It's awesome. And I've got some playlists, and I've got a couple of movies, and I've got a puzzle book. So surely I can keep myself occupied on the flight.
Right.
And hopefully at some stage I'll actually pass out and sleep. Hopefully. That's the plan, to try and get some sleep.
The plan on Sunday for me, honestly, I'm doing the con before the storm panel, the Warcraft one, on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I don't know how long that's going to be. I would assume maybe about an hour or so, maybe two. But the plan is, when it's done, there should be about maybe 4 hours before I need to get up to go start to leave. Right. So I actually want to have less sleep the night before, because then I can sleep on the flight, because I am not a good flyer at all. So, listen, dude, if I shave my head, the beard goes too. And I'm not shaving the beard. It's winter. Winter is coming, man.
Winter is coming. That's true.
We've had snow already.
So last time, did you sleep on the plane?
Yes.
Last year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I dozed. The person I had beside me was okay, but I kind of dozed a bit. And I listened to music, and I dozed off, and every time I felt a bump, I'd wake up and think, okay, this is it.
Okay. At this stage, I don't know if I've got anyone next to me because when I picked my seat, the whole row was free. So I picked the window seat so I can look out and fingers crossed. But yeah,
So,
knowing my luck, I'll fall asleep and I'll be like snoring and like dribbling, and someone's probably going to be sitting next to me going, like, can you shut up? So knowing my luck, that'll be, that'll be what I'll have. So I'll probably be the problem, the problem flyer, knowing my luck, but hopefully not. So we will see.
Banky Hunter says, I'm the best flyer. I fall asleep before we take off and wake up when the plane tilts down for the landing. I would love to be able
Wow.
to do that.
Mind you, drinking makes jet
Drinking
lag
makes your
worse,
jet
yeah.
lag worse. And well, apparently my seat, we get free booze, and I don't think I can do that because it's like I'm gonna be landing at 10:30, and I don't want Carrie to have to wheel me out. Like completely
Yeah.
smashed, and it's before noon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm ready for BlizzCon.
Probably
Oh my God,
not the
no,
best idea to
no.
get your wife off onto like on a bad foot. Like if she's cranky right at the start, we don't want that.
Well,
Don't want
Carrie's
that.
gonna have one of the crappy seats because we didn't plan originally for her to go. So
Yeah.
I've got a good seat and she doesn't. So
Okay.
Carrie's going to be already in a
Can she
bad mood.
sleep on a plane or
I don't
how
know.
does she fly?
I'm kind of worried about who they get to sit beside her because I feel like
Okay.
she will kill them or something
Okay.
and then get kicked off the plane or something.
There's an emergency landing because marshals need to come on board.
Marshals are already on board
Well, what is
with
it? What is it
guns.
when they hand it over to the people?
To the
Anyway,
police,
maybe I might get a marshal.
to the popo. Oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway,
Yeah.
we will see. So yeah, so that's coming in Monday. So you'll be doing the podcast
On Sunday
for
night.
Calm Before the Storm, which is the
It's like the
before the storm.
podcast before the storm kind of deal.
Before the yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking
So
forward
you'll
to
be
it.
doing that while I'm flying. I'll be flying.
Are you going to pay
So
for net access on your flight, or are you just going to conk, or just going to go black? Yeah.
I don't think there is net access on the
Dark.
international flight.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Satellite?
There
Oh,
was
they don't
nothing
offer?
mentioned in, because it's international. So I think they try and limit that stuff. So, but that's fine. As I said,
Okay.
I've got my flash drive, I've got my iPad, I'll have my phone, I've covered all bases, and I've got a puzzle book. We should be good. Hopefully.
Okay.
We will see. Anyway.
So then you sit at the sit at the room while you wait for me to arrive.
So I'll just sit there forlorn,
Out in the front.
waiting. I'll probably be downstairs, I'll be like propped up at the whatever, wherever the coffee bar, and I'll be just like, espresso shot, hit me again. Hit me. And then I'll be like, dear Lord, can we have some decent stuff?
I don't
Here.
think
Open up
our
my bag of coffee.
hotel will have what you're looking for, but maybe the Hilton bar will.
I don't know.
It's possible.
We'll find out. I'll find out. So yeah, so that'll be Monday, and then we've got some free time to stuff, chat, catch up.
Lita will
Chat to
have
carry
heaps
about
of people
cooking.
asking to say g'day. No, they're probably going to ask you to say the C word. It's just like,
I don't say that word
no.
at
It's so
all.
dirty.
So no.
So dirty.
No.
So dirty. So dirty.
That's a bad word.
Jesus.
Yeah, so Tuesday, we've got a few things on Tuesday, so which will be
Oh,
busy, which will be
really?
exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah, we just got some stuff planned, so that's nice. We're going to do that. Wednesday, we got a big day. Wednesday will be exciting.
Sorry.
Coffee isn't a bad word.
Yes,
no,
yes,
coffee's right. A good word.
No, coffee's a bad word for me. I don't drink it.
For you, it is. Yes.
Last year, I had my first cup of what? What was it?
Yes.
Double shot.
Yeah.
Espresso. Something. Yeah, and they're like, "You've never had this before," and I'm like, "No," and they're like, "Did you eat?" No. And they're like, you might want to eat something first. I'm like, no, I think I'm okay. So I drank it and I was okay. I honestly didn't feel perked up at all. So I'm not sure what the deal was.
Yeah. That's okay.
So I'm not sure. Someone has to get me high. Well, no. I can legally buy pot now here. I just have no desire to. My getting high,
and that's
is
fine.
Bia, as
a
Lita
cherry
would
Coke.
Say.
Bia.
Coffee. Bia.
Have another.
C O F F B A A R. We're quoting Simpsons here. No. Quoting the Simpsons, Marge.
I know.
Okay. All right. Anyways, yep. Squirrel. Here we go.
So, anyway, Wednesday, there's Kobe.
Kobe's
See,
like,
Kobe's not happy.
Like, dude, stop quoting Simpsons.
Like,
you're going to get caught. Be right ding.
It's okay, Kobe.
It's
okay. Stone's being silly. It's fine. So, Wednesday. So, we're up to Wednesday. So, Tuesday, we've got stuff planned. Wednesday, we're very excited about Wednesday. So what do we have on
what's going on Wednesday?
We've got go check. Off he goes. So we're attending Wednesday night. I kind of can't wait because it's Halloween.
Okay.
Which is very exciting. So we're going to DitchCon. We're going to go see Belle, which I'm very excited about. I'm getting dressed up. I've got my outfit.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the only reason why I'm going to get dressed up is because of you. Because I was like, don't really.
It'll be the
Carrie
only
I,
Halloween that we probably ever
do.
Get to do.
I think Carrie said she wants to go as like a mime, and I was like, please no, because they are fearsome. I hate mimes. I hate them.
She should.
It's they're horrible.
You tell Carrie I said she can do what she wants. She can come as a mime.
Leda says don't do a mime.
I did. Did not. You liar. Liar, pants on fire.
So, yeah, I think I'm just going to do a black robe and some face paint and just have at
it. Well, as I said, I've got the face. Yeah, I've got the costume stuff. So
are you going to tell us what you're going as, or you want to leave it secret and take photos?
Well, it's kind of... the costume is a Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Outfit, so but it's kind of gonna be warlock. I'm kind of gonna be warlock because I'm gonna have my scythe. I've got the robe, so I'm kind of gonna be like a Grim Reaper / undead warlock, basically. So we'll see. I don't know. It depends how I can paint my face to. But I've got my scythe, so I've got to put that in my suitcase with a big note saying, this is for my very first Halloween. Please don't take it away from me. So hopefully that should be okay.
You guys don't do trick-or-treating over where you are, right? Like
well,
it's not
they're getting
generally
a bit
a
more
thing.
Into it.
Yeah? Okay.
The last couple of years, it's gotten a bit bigger. okay. now. Last year, the last couple of years, as a neighborhood, mm-hmm. we normally tie an orange balloon to the letterbox. So that tells the parents when they're walking around with their kids if they're welcome to come sure. and, you know, knock on the door. Dad goes all in now. Like he had, oh, he last year he had stuff strewn up. So when they rang the doorbell and he opened, as he opened the door, he was dressed up. It would fall, a spider fell. So as he had the spider fell like over the top of him to make him jump. And yeah, so he has a big bag that he has lollies in. And yeah, we actually had quite a few kids from like really young with their parents walking around, which was yeah. really good to see. Up until even I'd say like the mid-teens, they were all dressed up, and that was quite good. So I'm sure they'll do that this mid-teens. Year. Dad's already preparing. Yeah, like mid-teens, like the 14, 15-year-olds, they really? Were coming around as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, here, I feel like our cutoff is kind of grade 8, so I don't know how old that is. Wow, your picture froze, Lita, so, and you look really dopey. Okay, so BlizzCon, you're back. So we had a little yes. bit of a technical snafu. It's okay. Yay, Discord, but it's still better than Skype. So, well, Skype changed your stuff. Yeah, Skype changed your stuff. So, yeah, I think we were talking about, you know, Halloween. The kids' ages. Yeah, and honestly, here yes. it's about like 12 and 13 is kind of the cutoff, which is about grade 8 or so. 15 is too old. Generally here we will still give them stuff because we don't want them to come and return and egg our house because they didn't get anything. So
yeah.
And generally we go from between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. So this party DitchCon like Belle has put together is going to be going a lot later than that. It's going from like 6 till like 1.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so it should be good. I mean, I'm excited because it's my first, like, really, it's my first ever Halloween. So I'm I'm all in.
You're all in.
All in.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've heard here first.
I'm all in.
Okay.
For my first. Yeah. So yeah, so it should be fun, and I can't wait to, you know, see Belle and Remedies and whoever else is there. It'll be amazing. It'll be so much fun. So that's very exciting. So that's Wednesday night. So that's Halloween night, which is exciting.
Yep.
And then Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. We've got lots to do on Thursday. So we're going to have lunch, organize lunch for the WoW Challenge people.
Yep. And...
So that
and I think, you know, I think I want it to be like if people that have helped us out too. So I'm not gonna say no to folks. You know, if you want to come on by, like, sure, we're just gonna go for lunch. We're not gonna make a reservation, but we're just gonna go and wait for a table. So
try. Yeah, exactly. So that'll be fun. That'll be exciting. And then later on that night, we've got Calm Before the Storm. It's just this little thing
Just what I've heard
little
before.
Thing.
I've heard that before.
I'm going to say that tomorrow when Roe and Seraphis are on. Just going to be like, there's this little thing that's happening on Thursday night.
Well, it's
remind me because I'll forget.
No. They're our guests. We need to treat them nicely. So, because otherwise they'll never come back on again. but yeah, it's, I'm looking they'll forward to on. It. It's going from 6 till, I think, 12. Because I think there's a panel. I think there's a World of Podcast panel that goes on at 11 o'clock to 12. So yeah, it's pretty much the whole night. So let's jump forward a little bit to the next night on Friday night. There's no parties going on. Okay. And the Wowhead party is also going on at the same time as Con Before the Dorm is. And honestly, now that there, I mean, I don't think that they could change it, but you know, why doesn't Wowhead just do it on a different night so that they don't have to compete? Right. Because that is like the worst thing is to have to choose. And, you know, I've already made my choice. Like, I know that I will be at Con Before the Storm, and I will be like all over the place, right? But on Friday night, it's going to be like, well, now we're just, I think we're doing a guild dinner for my side. But besides that, there's nothing else, because usually there is a well-played party or convert to raid party, or there's also last year there's a Discord party, which they're not doing this year. There was usually a Twitch one, which they're not doing as well, because they're going to be doing TwitchCon like now. So, not going to do one like another thing. Right. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Who's taking me out for dinner Friday night?
Friday night.
Just saying.
You.
Well, you're off doing your thing, and you'll take Carrie. So,
well,
I'm gonna have to find a coffee shop.
I'm sure that somebody will jump to take you out for dinner.
I'm sure I can.
I think
find they really suitable.
Would love to sample your Tim Tams.
I'm sure that I will can keep myself amused for Friday night. I'll probably be shouldn't be too bad, because normally Friday would be during the day. So nighttime American is actually like my afternoon, like midday. So maybe I might be like wide awake and like ready to party. Let's party. Tim Tam slams all round. I don't know. Let's find a coffee shop. I need to have a, what things do I need to try?
Are there any bagel, coffee shops pizza around?
Yeah, there is. Trust me, I've Google mapped it. I know there's a few.
Yeah. So then snoring drink BlizzCon. Yeah. So Thursday is Con Before the Storm. Seraphis just released a bunch of stuff about who was going to come for the meet and greet, and Chrissy Golden apparently
got
approved to go. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So I figured you would be like, hey-o. And there, yes, that is one thing I didn't want to say too. We'll talk about what he said in chat for the next day. There's going to be a bunch of people, right? So there's some people I don't know, but who do I know, right? So, and there's some people I do know that I'm like, ooh, I'm looking forward to. So it should be good stuff. So so for me, my time is going to be spent between World of Podcasts and the actual Con Before the Storm, doing the meet and greets. So I'm going to be back and forth, right? It's going to be a busy night. Busy, busy, busy night. Lots of chatting.
I'll probably just be going, where are we going? I have no idea. There's so many people.
Yeah.
Where's my coffee?
No. Beer. I know some people are going to sleep early that night so that they can wake up and line up at 5 a.m. Are you going to wake up and line up? The lineup starts at 5 a.m.
What?
People line up so that they can get in as early as they can.
Okay.
My personal times over the last 3 years, I have never gone early. Yeah. I have always been able to find a good enough seat. You know, you don't need to go that early. Generally on Friday morning, I actually go for breakfast. And then yeah. I don't go in until 10. And they open up at 9. And the show starts at 11. So there's lots of time.
Okay.
Lots and lots and lots of time. They did announce that they were increasing security this year so that there are metal detectors and stuff. They've never had that before. Before it was always just checking your bags.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm actually kind of glad, especially hearing, you know, all the stuff that's happened before at other cons, like not ours, but you know, it only needs to happen once for us, and that would be very 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 bad. So I'm glad that they're going to bump things up because we are in uncertain times,
and it's like anything, so, if you've got nothing to hide, what should be no issue. So
they did make a mention that cosplayers have only one certain entrance that they have to go in. So if you are a cosplayer, you can't go in the other side ones. You have to go in like a certain one. Basically, you're not allowed to bring in any food and water. You know, so you have to buy stuff inside. I think you can get away with. Last year I did not get water in, so I had to throw a bottle of water away.
Okay.
So they because, you know, it might look like water, but it may not be water.
Yeah.
What?
No, well, that's right. People, you know, people do put things in stuff and spike things. So, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I fully understand why they would do that.
Yeah. So Friday is the, it starts at 11. Mm-hmm. And, they will be having a what's it called, a what's new in World of Warcraft, and they are doing a what's new in Diablo, so it seems like they're announcing some Diablo stuff. They did actually make a post to say, guys, you know, relax, you know, like, we see all the posts and what people think that we're going to announce. Just know that we have plans to announce things post BlizzCon, so we need to relax and not expect everything, like, you know, and be like, oh, they didn't announce all this stuff, now we feel bummed, right? No. Yeah. So just, you know, just go in and have fun and just take in all the announcements and play all the games. It will be good stuff. And then Friday night, I go eat. You go taken out by people that would like to sample your Tim Tams. And then I wake up the next day and think, hey, Nita's not here. Where did she end up? Don't know.
Really? So, really? We're going there.
Are you? Hey, hold on. Are you with someone right now? No? So... You can do whatever you want. Not judging. You are a grown up woman.
Okay.
You're grown up.
Absolutely.
You can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
So,
I am a grown up. I can do what I want.
I would just laugh my ass off. Like,
within the yard.
Or whoever. Yep. Exactly.
Right.
So
thank you. Thanks for that.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
Just saying, she's available. So I have no idea, honestly. So and then Saturday morning, honestly, I think it starts again at 11 or so. So there is time to go eat breakfast and stuff. Although I think Carrie and I were already planning what we were going to ask the hotel to bring us for food and stuff, because we were going to use the kitchen in the room.
Yep.
to kind of cut down on spending costs and stuff. But the hotel does have a pretty good buffet for breakfast. But Saturday morning for breakfast, I'm going to Calm Before the Storm's breakfast.
Nice. That's good.
This is my shoulder dance.
So you do your shoulder dance. So I'd say then Carrie and I will go out to breakfast.
In the hotel. That's free. Yes, please.
Sure.
Don't.
I don't know. We will. Carrie and I will discuss that when we get to when we get there.
God.
We'll see what we come up with. We may go downstairs and have breakfast. Absolutely. Whatever. We'll see.
Great.
We may go wandering and find shops. I don't know.
I've made a horrible mistake, I feel.
You will soon find out. It'll be fine.
And Saturday, honestly, I think there is a Warcraft Q&A from 145 local to 2:30. And then you have a panel that you're going to be on live. Have fun. It's much different talking in front of people than it is just in front of a camera and having to look at a chat, right? So I'm sure you are going to do much, much, much better than I am. Yeah,
no pressure.
Just, you know, don't burp or barf on the stage. That'd be fine. I would laugh, but then I'd feel really bad. And then I'd laugh again.
And you'll be like, did someone capture that? Put it on YouTube.
Somebody clip it. And Saturday, there's no parties really. So it's, you know, make the most out of it. Because we are doing our own live podcast after you've done yours. I think we're gonna do that from
after
room,
I've done the storm.
I think so.
Yep.
So then Saturday we party up and cry because everybody's going to leave, because usually, like, it is a night and day thing between Saturday and Sunday. It is so dead. Like, everybody's gone.
See, maybe that mightn't hit me until Monday, because I'm going to be pretty busy on the Sunday. So, right.
Well, you're going to, you have plans to go to
Disneyland.
Right. Okay.
Disneyland? Disney World. No, Disneyland, I think.
Disneyland.
Yeah. Disneyland, yeah. Disney so I'm World going to go. I can't wait because I'm going with Ben and Sarah and whoever else is coming along, which is very exciting. It's supposed to be Dapper Day, so we're getting dressed up. So that's very exciting. And yeah, I get to see, like, all I want to do. I get to hang out with Ben, hang out with Sarah, hang out with whoever else is coming along, and as long as I can get a photo with Mickey Mouse, I'm happy. Like, seriously, I'm cool. That would be really cool to be, you know, take photos and be over there. So that'll be exciting.
Carrie and I briefly had a look at it. They are aggressively advertising discounted rates for us.
Oh, okay.
However, they are, because of where we live, they're aiming it to go to Disney World, which is on our side of the continent. However, from what I understand, you can kind of call them and be like, "Hey, can I actually get that rate for Disneyland?" The issue for me is that, you know, we'd basically pay to go in and we wouldn't do anything, because and then plus we'd have to pay another $50 to rent a scooter for me, because I can't walk around all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we're gonna go. I doubt it. And Sunday, generally for me, I really like to just relax and do nothing, and then start crying when they take the BlizzCon banners down. They take it down pretty quickly, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, holy moly. it's pretty sad, but that day is pretty dead. You are going to be busy. You're probably come back to the room and find me passed out on the bed. And then, you know, Monday is, Sunday's when you sneak into the Blizzard campus. Sunday is when they are moving everything back. Like they are, it's like, man, it's like for them, it's work still. Right. And, you know, sometimes we lose sight of that, you know, as much as we are going out there to have fun and want to have fun with them.
Yeah.
They have a lot. They don't get to rest
until probably Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and then we're gone Monday. Like we leave Monday morning ish. Our flight leaves during the afternoon. You leave
Monday.
But,
yeah.
But we're leaving the room at a little bit after, after breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a whirlwind week. You need to take lots of photos and share them. There will be lots of photos from me. So if you are getting sick of it, honestly, like mute me, unfollow, because it's just going to be coming. Wow. Tough what? I totally missed that.
I said tough titties. Have you not heard that one?
Oh, I've heard that one. I just never thought I'd hear it from you. Wow.
Well, there is going to be lots of stuff. That's right. So there'll be a lot of photos. There's going to be probably, I don't know, videos. There'll be stuff. I'm sure there'll be stuff over Instagram, Facebook. Videos. Like from me. Oh
my God.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Jeebus. I'm like down for it all. I'm going to like record stuff. Well, I need to be able to, you know, send it to my family too. So they know.
More power to you. More power to you.
So we will see a video of Stone passed out. Yeah. Maybe be like, Carrie and I will be like,
and then, I don't know. Can you see that on the screen?
What?
Right there. So this little girl is going to be coming along with us too. And we're going to see which one can party harder.
It'll definitely be that one.
Who knows where we will find her. She's going to be all over the place.
Well, I don't drink. So, you know, not that you need to drink to have a good time. Definitely not. Yes. But I'll, as long as I've got coffee, I'm okay. But yeah, so no, it should be good. It'll be a big adventure. So our adventures in BlizzCon will be, that's what our adventures will be.
Yes.
So very exciting.
Yes.
Mm.
Cool. So we've run down our week.
I did stuff.
You did stuff. What did you do?
Yeah. What did I do? Oh, I got the Hearthstone toy for the new one for All Hallows.
Okay.
Hallows End.
Right.
So there was only a toy
in game. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? Like you did stuff.
Well, I thought this would trend about a week. So Hallows End started a couple of days ago, which is exciting, and they did add a new toy. So that's 150 tricky treats, which isn't a lot really, considering if you're high enough, all the zones that you can do and you know, like Pandaria, Northrend, Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, you know, there's heaps. So you can get 150 quite easily. Other than that, I think I finished up getting Exalted with all the factions. So I've done all that.
Wow.
I got,
I'm not quite there yet. I've got champions and Tortolans, and I'm like 20 away from one of my last Alliance rep ones.
Oh, okay. I got a couple new mounts. I think it was a Zandalari and the Volduni ones, able to buy a mount from them once you're exalted. So that was kind of cool. And I did a war front because we had it. So Horde had it. Uh-huh. And we did a war front, so that was cool. It went really good. I like the war front.
Well,
yeah, it's come back to you.
Okay, here's the thing: is that I think I would like it more if we had the quest to give us a piece of 370 gear every time we get the war front, because you don't get it every time you get the war front. You only get it once, the first time. That's it.
Oh.
And I was like,
well, when I killed the boss, I got something.
You can still get loot off of the actual war front, but you don't get it from the quest. That quest is a one-time only quest. And I think I went through it and I'm like, oh, well, I was hoping to get another 370 piece so I could have my healer geared up.
But didn't work.
So did you do anything else in your week? Because I was actually referring to our BlizzCon week, saying that we had gone over our BlizzCon week, but that's okay. Did you? It's good to know that you're actually still playing WoW. I am playing WoW. And I don't think I've done a ton. I'm actually starting to look at leveling my Lightforged Draenei. And slowly working on my honor bound rep.
So, I did get my trolls.
Zandalari trolls?
Yes.
Cool.
I did the whole quest chain, which was actually a little bit, because I got exalted and I kept thinking that a quest would pop up to say, hey, now that you've got the achievement. And I was like, it was a couple of days before I was like, nothing's popped up. I wonder what's going on.
I don't think we're in the game to get to level up yet.
I thought it's
the orcs that you.
Orcs. That's it. Right. The Magar orcs. Yes. But I thought something would pop up and it didn't. And then when I checked on WoWhead, it was like, no, you've got to go back to. go back to Ogrimmar and go see this person, and then it's us. And I thought, well, that's a real lost opportunity, because I would have thought they could have, once that achievement popped, that I am now able to start it, that it should have just popped up and I could have been like, okay, now I can start on that whole chain to be able to do it. It was good. I really quite enjoyed it. I found it was very interesting, like the story. And then I got it. So I was able to open up. So I made a hunter.
Cool.
Yeah. Which I haven't played yet, but you know, that's okay. I made one. I picked a name. I called Litaha. So it's Lita with H-A-R at the end, because Magar.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, I called my Pandarian Lita Lu, see? Oh. So it was Lita Lu, because, you know, yeah. So it's Litaha for the orcs. So, and she's kind of cute. So I need to get into play her. It's just time.
Yep.
There's so much. It's crazy. There's all these things I want to do, and then also the body just goes, you need to go to sleep, and it's like, okay.
Yep.
So
I understand.
But yeah.
So for me, I did get my Horde character leveled up to 120, but I'm focusing only on the honor bound rep. So I'm only doing that rep if it's a emissary quest. So if I need to do the four quests, or I am doing it if it's on my mission board. So besides that,
you go get the buff, go get the Wicker Man buff.
Yeah. Well, that's but I'm not going to be clearing out all of the quests. I'm only going to do four because I don't want to be playing all day just to grind out rep. I hate playing WoW that way. So I'm so I'm in no rush to get the orcs. It's just it will take some time. So
yeah. Well, I did start leveling my alliance turn, so I figured I would start in, where did I start? I can't remember now. Anyway, Tear I've Guard started the storyline.
Sound, yeah.
So.
Or Drustvar?
No. No, I didn't do, I think I went.
Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad zone. It actually that zone reminds me of Valley of the Four Winds.
Okay.
Very.
I was really tempted to go Drustvar first, but I'm like, I think I want to leave it to last because I love Drustvar. Okay. As coming from Horde into Drustvar, I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah,
this could be Lita's zone.
There is some creepy stuff going on in there.
I know. Creepy. I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I'm like, I think I'll do that one last so I can really absorb the whole zone feeling. So, yeah.
Do we want to talk about predictions? Or no? For
BlizzCon. My prediction is I'm going to have fun.
Wow.
I have.
My eyes just popped out of my head and rolled right out the door. They're gone. Oh, and your audio. Oh, there you go. Now you're back. So your audio paused. Sorry, not your audio, your video paused. So you made a face that was pretty funny again. But yeah, my eyes just rolled right out the door. You predict.
I think I'm just gonna take it. I'm just gonna take it.
I don't know what I'm. I don't think for Warcraft because this is not a Warcraft year. Okay, like this is.
Last year was a big year.
Last year was a big year. Next year will be a big year. This year they're gonna make some announcements. What that is like? Hello, I heard that. So that's okay. I think they will announce the raid with Azshura.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Because we have the 8.1 PTR, and that's the assault on Zandalari, like the Grand City, or the Great Seal, and all that stuff. So, I think at BlizzCon though, they're going to be like, "Hey, what's next though?" And I think after that, I think we're going to be looking at a. Something to do with her.
Okay.
I think we're finally going to get info on how she will be playing a part in this.
Yeah, could be.
That is my prediction for WoW this year because like there's not going to be extra races or all that. Like
I kind of feel like this the same. It's kind of be. A bit more low key for the WoW stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Did you have something you want to say, or was it?
I did. I there was something else that I did just this past week that honestly I didn't think this would ever happen again. I raided. Not LFR rated. Not LFR rated.
Wow.
Got it. We've got a raid team and we actually had enough people. We called in enough people. So we've got a core group and we went in and started clearing trash and got up to the first boss, and we're going along, and I could hear the raid leaders talking, and they're like going, no, this is, yeah, it is a bit different from LFR. And then all of a sudden, after we wiped, after the first one, we're like, and they've gone, is this on heroic? When you had accidentally left it on heroic. So went back up, put it back onto normal. So we went back in on normal. So we got up to, so we cleared the first three. We got up to the fourth dude.
Well,
which way did you go?
So you killed Talok and Mother
that way.
So did you kill the Fetid Devour? The Fetid Devour, he's like basically a beast with like three heads. Did you do Vectis? He's like this big blood guy.
Yeah, we did
and
that.
And the
that
other
one.
Guy is like a underworld dude. You know, like he's this great big.
Yes.
So he kind of looks like the boss from Grim Batal, like the end boss there. Like he kind of looks like that, but bigger. So you did those two. Okay, so you haven't done Fetid. Fetid's actually easier, so you should have a better time of that. So.
Yeah, well, we weren't. Well, maybe it was Fetid that we got up to. We got him down to 61%.
Okay.
And by that stage, like, it was just getting too late because obviously time zones, because the fun part is now, of course, time zones. So we've got in Australia, so between me and at least Wingy and Ash, it's, when we start raiding, 7 o'clock for me, it's 8 o'clock for them. So by the time, you know, we had to wrap it up, it was getting late for them. And, but yeah, it was good. I got a piece of 355.
Yep. Nice.
Gear. I got one piece. So that was kind of cool. Some other people got some stuff and we were able to trade, you know, some things to others to get them a bit more gear. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was good fun. It was really, it went really good. We had a lot of laughs and our raid leaders were very patient and explained everything really well. And it went really good. So yeah. So, oh my God, I'm raiding.
Are you,
wow.
Are you doing your fights with the thought of doing them on heroic, or are you only focused on doing them as normal mode, or are
at
you basically
moment,
trying to use normal as a practice? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're just going, cause we've got to gel as a group. We've got new people who have never tanked raids before. So they're getting used to how to, you know, how to work as a tank combo to be able to pull. And then, you know, if they need to swap tanks and, you know, like all that kind of thing. So we're all kind of getting used to it. And I mean, for me, I've been playing with Wingy and Ash for years, but the new people that have come in, like, we're all new, so we've got to get used to us. But it was really good. The vibes felt really great. We had some really funny bits, you know, some good laughing, and yeah, it went really well. So it was good. It was for our first attempt. We were really happy. Everyone was happy how we did. And yeah, it was kind of cool. So it's going to be a bummer because this Monday I've actually got a family dinner I've got to go to. Otherwise I'm dead. So I'm dead to the family. Wow. So I've got to miss this week. And then of course the following two, because I'll be flying to BlizzCon and flying back from BlizzCon, so I'll be away for 3 weeks. But I've kind of told them that, and they're looking for a couple of subs for the moment. So, yeah. But
what item level are you guys looking for as a minimum? Just curious.
330.
Okay. At what time
Maybe.
do you guys raid?
Well, at 7 p.m. my time.
On Monday? So 7 p.m. on Monday night?
On Monday, yeah.
So that's
Which
9
is
Tuesday morning for me.
No, you're back.
Oh.
My Monday so, night. Monday morning.
So it's 5 a.m. Tuesday morning for me.
No, right. You're not in front of me. You're
right.
Behind me.
I'm behind you. So it's 5 a.m. Monday morning for
Monday
me.
Morning. Yes.
Did you guys raid for how long?
3 hours? I think we did nearly 3 hours, I think. Okay. So it was would have been a good at least 2.5. And we nice. Only had a five, seven-minute break just so everyone could refresh and go again. So no, it worked out. It worked out well.
Cool.
So it was, yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. So anyway, that's something different I'm doing. What about you? How was your week in WoW? Good, busy.
Was good. Yeah. Like I'm leveling a Lightforged Draenei now, and level 40, I don't know, 6 or something like that. And I'm healing.
Okay. Cool.
Just,
how's
you know,
that feeling?
Oh no, I mean I like to heal, but I'm healing pugs that I'm just chain queuing, right? And
yeah.
Overall I think our groups are okay. It's just every once in a while you get those bozos that, you know, will basically get a tank that pulled everything and then quit.
Yeah. Oh.
Like come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Or then you'll get a DPS that pulls everything, kills stuff, and then the tank quits because they're like, well, you didn't let me tank, so bye. And then we have to sit and wait.
Mm.
Can we just,
and that
you know
seems
what?
A very
it would be
prevalent
faster.
Thing.
Well,
low on tanks.
Things would be faster if we just do it the way that we should be and not just try to gung-ho smash things in. And you think it's going to be faster, but it's not.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. So, anyways. But overall, I've had some pretty good groups. And
oh,
I wanted to chain with them as well. And we've knocked some out. So, you know, things are pretty good. We were doing raiding, and we were able to get heroic Vectis down for the first time.
Okay.
So now
nice.
We're 4 out of 8 for heroic. And we were going to call it really quick. Like, we were going to call our raid, like, with about 20 minutes early. And then I'm like, let's go and just take an attempt at our next boss, just to see what it's like. And so we did. And so now we know what it's like, and it kicked our asses, and that's okay. But, you know, but at least we got in an attempt, you know, and that's, you know, so we can see stuff. Right. So, I don't know. I don't know. It was a pretty good week. Like I said before, I'm doing my Horde character, but I'm only really playing her to get the rep. So my eye level, I'm still below 300 on that tune. I don't really have a plan on what I'm going to be doing for my other alts and stuff. I have not been using my spreadsheet at all. I've been too busy to use my spreadsheet, so I actually have to update it.
Wow.
With the new mounts and all that. I did one mount run like 2 weeks ago. I'm just too busy. So
it is a bit like that.
I mean, as much as I love having things to do, maybe it would be good to maybe add a week or two extra downtime of not having and not pushing out the next batch.
Yeah.
Just one or 2 weeks. And then maybe I can start to work on my alt and do mount runs and all that, right? And feel like I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But besides that, I'm having fun. I mean, as much as it sounds like I'm having fun, I am having fun, you know.
Fun.
So
yeah.
So
fun times.
I'm looking forward to what is going to be coming with 8.1. They did announce some stuff for Azurite Gear, where they said
okay
that they're going to be changing how Mythic Plus will drop it, and that will be coming in 8.1. Okay. We can go more into the changes when it goes live, I guess. I feel like kind of they put a little bit too much emphasis on the Mythic Plus drops versus the raid drops, but then again, we haven't seen it on the PTR yet, and it should be coming soon, so we'll see. I kind of like they're going to be bringing out a currency so that you can buy the pieces that you might need, which is good, which is really, really good versus a random waiting, like, oh, you didn't get this thing again, because random sometimes can be bad. They are listening, which is great. So, but other than that, I'm really looking forward to BlizzCon, because I really need BlizzCon to recharge myself. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, I really need to be around my people. I really, really need to
It'll be
around
good.
My people. So,
yeah. You and your people.
Well, we're all, I mean, like you know what I mean, right? So,
yeah. No, it'll be good. It will be good. We will have fun. I know we will. So, it'll be a great experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Spanky. I was just reading what Spanky wrote.
Krendor, I don't think I've watched this stuff. Like, I know he makes videos, right? I think from what I remember. He said he found the forms from WoW Classic, and it's the same complaints 12 years later. Yeah. Well, I mean, WoW is always going to be in a RNG thing. Like it needs to be, because if it's not, then it becomes a grind fest. And I personally can't stand that stuff. I feel like having gear might drop or might not drop is good, but also maybe building up like currency and tokens are fine, like how we had in Wrath, where you could farm for badges, right? On the flip side, you could also run stuff to hope that you could get something just as good. So maybe not the exact same thing, but you had the two options, right? And with Azurite Gear being very random, you know, you don't have the option to have that currency, which they should be addressing in 8.1.
I was saying to the boys the other night, actually, that it would be really cool if Blizzard gave us the choice with, like, say, for the World Quest, that if you wanted to get either, like, Azurite, a piece of gear, or something else, like maybe the pet charms or something, like just then, you know, to me, I would think that would open up, because at the moment, because I'm exalted with everything, I kind of like, well, I just look for certain quests to see, well, you know, I'll go do these ones, whereas I'm not doing as many as I was before, because I was you know, getting the rep. So it would be cool if they gave us an option to go, well, okay, if you go do this quest, would you like to have this, this, or this? Once you've done it, you know, comes up and says, choose which one you want. The gear then might come up and be like, okay, well, you'll get shoulders of equal to this eye level, but that has a chance to bump up with with a bonus or something like that. Yeah. And to me, I thought, well, that might be cool, because for some people who don't care about the gear, they might be able to chase things like the pet tokens or the pet charms or a pet or toys or, put something else in there that would make it a little bit more streamlined. What was those novels? You read your own, so you go up to here. Do you take path adventure? A? Do you? Yeah. And you could say, well, this is the reward I want from this quest. Go to the next quest. Well, okay, I don't need another piece of gear, but, I am collecting pets, so I'll get some charms. Mm. Move on to the next one. Oh, I really need to get some Azurite. So hang on, I'll get some Azurite for that. That you could, just make it a bit more feasible to tailoring it to the tune sure. that you're playing. Some BOA gear that you're like, well, I don't need the shoulders, but the pre-stump leveling.
I would love that. Would love that so much. I will say that on my main, I only do the world quests to max out my rep. That's it. I am not doing anything else. I cannot use any gear. I don't bother with pets charms right now, just because that's not where I'm playing. Even bother gold. I don't bother with it. I basically get myself ready for raid and off we go. That's pretty much it. And I would personally love if I could have some gear to send to an alt. However, I know that this is not the way that Blizzard wants us to be playing, because if you want to be getting gear on that alt, you need to be playing that alt. Mm. I kind of feel like, yes, I understand, but when you're not giving me enough rewards on my main, well, there's lots of stuff for me to do, but there's not enough for me to do world quest wise. So now I'm no longer out in the world, which is kind of where they want us, right? If we could get that extra gear, that would be nice. Good Lord. Because then I could, if we were short a healer, then I don't have to be like, well, guys, my healer is only 335. Sorry, but I guess we're going to have to cancel raid because we can't find one, right? So if I could get that piece of gear, maybe my healer wouldn't be that low, and then we would still be okay. And then we could continue to raid. Just saying as like a possible thing, right? But I think what you're suggesting is like, I think that would take things to a whole another level. And I think your picture froze again and you're not there. So I'm just going to check Discord, and it says that our video is connected. So I don't know. I'm going to say Discord is doing Discord stuff. And there I am again. Double stone. Yay, we're going to do this nonsense again. But anyways, so while Lita figures out her stuff, I think we're kind of coming up to the end of our show anyways, because we're about an hour and a half in, I think, a little bit less because we started a little bit late. But yay, there I am again. Good Lord, double stone. Double stone's not good, yo. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I am looking forward to meeting everybody. I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you all at BlizzCon, because really, like, it's you guys that really drive me to go. So I'm looking forward to it. So there is a reason why I'm counting down to it. As I check it again, we are at 9 days and 24 minutes. So we're almost past the nine. We're almost coming up to the nine day mark. Yeah, this is like me talking to my therapist. Everybody that I've met on Twitter and everybody that I've met at BlizzCon is, it's what drives me to keep doing what I'm doing. Next year, 100%, unless we win lots of cash, 100% we're not going. So it's going to be very interesting to see how I fare next year, not being able to go and seeing everybody that is able to go and having such a great time. Oh my God, Doublestone again. Jeebus. Please, Lord. So we're going to wrap up the show here. Maybe Lita will come back, maybe not. But I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, I can kind of hear you, but you're robotic. So I think it is a Discord thing. I did hear your clicking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So am I still a robot?
No, but you sound fine. So do we want to wrap up? Okay. I think we should wrap up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So go for it. Do you want to read that or do you want me to?
I can. That's it. Okay. Oh, good. All right, so where you can find us. So don't forget, you can check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email. Let us know what your predictions for BlizzCon are if you want. Tell us, you know, what you think about the game, how you're playing, all of that. Send an email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. You can tweet at us on Twitter, which is @ADVAzeroth. Also, you can join our Discord channel, which is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com. You can join us when we're live on twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth when we're live. Stone, where can we find you?
I like how you said when we're live. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the WoW Chow Ninjas podcast, which we do live every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Toronto time. So if you get time zone shifts and all that, well, just know that it's always 7 p.m. Eastern time, and that's where we base it off of.
Yes.
And this week we'll actually have Ro and Seraphis on to talk about Con before the dorm. So it'll be good stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Should be fun.
So where can we find you, Lita?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter. I'm @LitaWow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget, yes, we have got the WoW Challenges podcast tomorrow, which is very exciting. And as well, I have got my show, which is Behind the Avatar. There will be an episode up soon. Ooh. Anyway, yes. Thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, and for just chat room. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget that you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play,
and yes,
Spotify.
Yes.
We are on Spotify now. That's very exciting. That is crazy. All of our shows are on Spotify. How exciting. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's it from us. So bye. Have a good week, everyone. Stay safe and enjoy. So what?
There's two of me. I'm pointing at myself.
I know. It's bye. Crazy. I'm waving. I don't even know why I'm waving at the camera. There's my camera. I am. Bye. I was like, bye. And I'm like, there's no me. It's still, I don't know.
Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.